Share and Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddick. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan, Karen McCarthy, and Dennis Bond.
Any more tea in that pot, Liz?
Pardon?
I said, is there any tea in the pot?
Oh, just a minute. Yes, it's fine, thanks.
Well, do you mind if I could have another cup, then?
What did you say?
Oh, look, I would like another cup of tea. What I have to do to get it? Fill the form in triplicate?
Oh, sorry, Jack, pass your cup.
Thank you. What's the matter with you this morning?
Nothing, I'm all right.
Oh, come off it. Or as the nanny goat said to the pretty goat after his operation, you can't kid me.
I don't get it.
I know. I reckon that's half your trouble. Grown man like you, it's not natural.
No, it's funny you should say that. Jack, can I talk to you, man to man?
Well, I'm not sure you're properly qualified. But all right, what's on your mind?
Well, it's just that the other morning I looked in the mirror and I realised it was getting less every day.
What, a mirror?
No, silly. My hair.
Oh. The old story. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Am I the baldest of them all?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I suddenly realised that I wasn't getting any...
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
...younger. Wasn't getting any younger. Then I started wondering if perhaps I'd devoted too much of my life to Mum. Spent too little time living, you know what I mean?
You mean enjoying yourself, tasting the flesh pots, getting your oats.
Well, yes. I've always been too busy reading, gardening, looking after the house.
Are you really saying that you've never been out with a girl?
Well, only once, when I was 8. Then she only wanted to play with my yo-yo.
I see. And now you've started thinking what you might have missed.
Well, I just think I ought to try it, that's all, before it's too late. Of course, I might not like it.
Might not like it? We are talking about personal relationships, mate, not Indian curry.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't understand. I'm just silly old Les to you, aren't I?
Oh, of course you're not. Yeah, I suppose you are, really. Still, that doesn't mean that you're not entitled to a bit of help.
Oh, I would be grateful for advice, Jack. You've obviously been around a bit. I mean, you must be an expert.
Well, I can't say I get many complaints. Here, tell me, Les, have you got anyone in mind for this experimental amorous adventure?
Well, I do have a certain hankering after a lady in the accounts department.
Oh, yeah, which one's that?
Edna Clack.
Edna Clack! Hang on, isn't she the dumpy one with glasses and legs like a croquet hoop?
Her heart's in the right place.
Yeah, about the only part that is. Look, mate, if you are going to get your feet wet at your age, you don't waste time paddling. You've got to dive straight in the deep end.
I don't want to drown.
Don't worry. I'll keep an eye on you. While you're holding her hand, I'll be holding yours.
Are you sure you don't mind?
It'll be my pleasure. And with any luck, yours. Now then, the first thing we've got to do is find you a suitable partner. Someone with a bit of oomph.
Yes, I don't think I could handle too much oomph.
Here, I know. Vivian.
Not that fellow in design department.
No, you great idiot. The blonde on the basement tea trolley. She'll be dead right for you.
I don't think I know her.
Well, that doesn't matter. The important thing is she doesn't know you. So you're in there with some sort of chance.
Yeah, is she a nice girl? I mean, what's her background?
Well, how should I know? I'll tell you one thing, her foreground's pretty impressive. And there is something even more important.
What's that?
She's not fussy.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, how can we get the two of you together? I know. The staff dance.
I wasn't going to go to that. It's not my type of thing.
Well, you are going to it now. Thursday evening. You were going to meet up with a 28-year-old girl, and it won't be your yo-yo she's after.
There you are, Mr. Burrows. Your memo to Mr. Hayward regarding the slowness of the workmen building the new toilet block.
Thank you, Janice. I'll just check through it. With reference to the new toilet block, we have
Yes, I think perhaps we'll do this one again tomorrow.
Oh, have I made a mistake?
No, it's not that. It's just my turn of phrase. On reflection, it was probably unwise to accuse them of sitting down on the job.
Oh, by the way, talking about tomorrow, Mr. Burrows, would it be all right if I left an hour early?
Well, it's a little irregular, Janice. I trust it's something really important.
Oh, yes, very. You might even call it an emergency.
Oh, very well, then.
You see, I've got to get a new dress for the staff dance on Thursday.
I hardly think that constitutes an emergency.
Oh, it would do if I had to turn up in the undies. I mean, can you imagine it?
Yes, I can.
Perhaps you could give me the benefit of your advice, Mr. Burrows.
Well, what about?
About my new dress. You see, look, I saw this advert in the paper. I thought I might try and get something like that. What do you think?
Well, I must say I hope for your sake they keep the heating on in the canteen.
Oh, what's that got to do with it?
Well, there's not much of it, is there? I assume you'll be wearing a cardigan.
A cardigan? No, of course not.
Oh. Oh, well, perhaps you could wear a vest under it.
Yes.
Mind you, you'd have to make it one of the short-sleeved ones. I mean, it might look a bit odd otherwise.
Yes, Mr. Burrows. You can get them in either green, yellow or red.
Yes, personally, I usually buy the white ones. Bright colours to show through my white shirt, you see.
No, not the vest, Mr. Burrows. I'm talking about the dress.
Yes, of course. Yes, which colour do you fancy?
Well, I don't know, really. Green, yellow, red. Is that traffic lights?
Yes, well, that settles it. You'd better buy the red one.
Why?
Well, there's so little of the dress, the red one may serve to remind lecherous males to stop before they go too far.
I think I'll go for the green one. Mr. Burrows. Mr. Burrows, are you good when you get on the floor?
I beg your pardon?
The dance floor.
Oh, I see. Well, put it this way, I think my terpsichorean prowess is somewhat limited.
Oh. Does that affect your dancing?
It does, rather. Well, I'll just check these annual reports and then I think it'll be time to call it a day.
Mr. Burrows.
Yes, Janice, what is it?
Will you dance with me on Thursday?
No, I don't think so, Janice.
Why not? I mean, I won't ask you to do anything energetic.
No, it's not that, Janice. No, I just feel that sort of thing between someone in the management class and his secretary is not a very good idea. Encourages gossip and is consequently bad for discipline.
I never thought of it that way before.
Ah, well, Janice, you must remember you are very naive about these things, whereas I am a man of the world.
What about Paul Jones?
Well, that's different. If you want to dance with him, that's entirely up to you.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
I put the kettle on, like you said. So I thought I might have a go at putting one of those little labels on some of the packages.
Good idea, Ron. About time you took a bit of extra responsibility.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Oh, nasty taste. Here we are. This side up. What do you think?
Very good. Just one snag. You've got the package upside down. Here, quick, Ron, hide the teapot.
Righto, Jack.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Jack, it's me.
Hello, Les, what on earth are you doing down here?
Well, I was wondering...
By the way, you know Ron, don't you?
Yes, we have met. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Mr. Burrows.
Well, what are you talking about, Mr. Burrows?
He's only the deputy assistant personnel manager, not the ruddy chairman. Call him Les.
That's right, isn't it, Les?
Well, I,
Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't want Ron to stand on ceremony, would you?
Well, No, of course not.
There you are, Ron. Underneath that rather pompous exterior lurks a slightly less pompous, rather grudging interior. Now then, what's the problem, Les?
Well, I don't...
Would you like me to leave, Mr. Burrows? Les?
Well, if you...
Good Lord, no, Ron, of course he doesn't. Now, Les, what is it?
Well, has she come round, Jim?
Come round?
Yes, on the trolley.
You sure you're in the right place? This is the dispatch department, not the sick bay.
No, I'm talking about the young lady on the tea trolley.
Oh, yes, I see. Here, Ron, has Vivian been round yet?
She'll be here any minute. Why?
Les was just wondering.
Haven't you got a trolley on your floor, Mr. Burrows? Les?
Yes, it's nothing to do with her trolley. It's personal, personnel matter.
Oh, I see.
Trolley service. Trolley.
That sounds like her now. Should I tell her you want to see her?
No, I don't want to see her. That is, I do want to see her, but...
But not openly.
Not openly, that's it. Not openly.
Well, I'd be on that shelf unit. From there, you'll be able to see her without her seeing you.
Good idea. Thank you, Jack.
Right.
Morning, lads.
Oh, morning, Viv. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Jack. Well, what's it to be?
I'll have one of my usuals. One of your tarts.
And I'll try one of those maids of honour.
Right. That'll be 13p.
Oh, there you are, love. I'll treat you, Ron.
Oh, ciao.
Well, I must be off.
Don't forget about the dance on Thursday.
No, I won't. Cheerio for now.
Trolley service. Trolley service.
Okay, Les, she's gone. You can come out.
Did you see her all right?
Unfortunately, no. Your kettle started to boil and steamed up my glasses.
Oh, sorry about that. Better luck next time. Anyway, do you want a cup of tea?
No, I'd better be getting back. Thanks, Jack. At least I heard her voice. Goodbye.
Funny job, personnel, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that again.
More like the MI5. Oh, well, I better make the tea.
Yeah. By the way, Ron, who are you taking to the dance?
I'm thinking of asking Susan Matthews.
Yeah, I don't think I know her.
You must have seen her about. She's got a sister, Carol. They're twins.
Twins? Where do they work?
Duplicating.
Yeah, well, that figures.
What about you?
Oh, I shall have my hands full looking after Les.
How do you mean?
Well, he suddenly decided that he ought to pop into the Garden of Eden and have a bite off the apple.
Do you mean he wants to have a cider in that pub over at Pinner?
Never mind, Ron. Don't worry your little head about it, son. I know what I'm doing. The point is, his education all starts on Thursday at the staff dance.
Hello, Jack.
Where have you been? I've been looking for you. Who was that woman you were dancing with?
Oh, that was Mr. Talbot's wife. I got lumbered.
So did she, if you ask me.
What do you mean?
Well, this is a staff dance, not a stiff dance. You're supposed to melt in each other's arms. I hope you can loosen up a bit with Vivian.
Has she arrived yet?
No, not yet. She must have got held up.
Look, you won't leave me alone with her, will you? I mean, not until I get used to her.
Yes, she is a girl at a dance, not a tiger at the circus. Yeah.
Well, it's all very well for you. But remember, this is my first time. I'm a beginner.
What do you want, L plates?
Don't be silly. How much have you told her about me?
Well, I just said you'd be coming tonight and that you were in between girlfriends.
In between girlfriends? What did you say that for?
Well, I just say something. Sounded better than his last girlfriend was 8 years old and wanted to play with his yo-yo.
Yes, I suppose so. You didn't tell her any other lies about me, did you?
Well, only a couple of little things.
What sort of things?
Well, just that you, Here, wait a minute, there she is. Vivian!
What did you tell her?
Yeah, she's seen us.
Where? Which one?
Over there, in the flame-coloured sequins by the fire buckets.
Oh, dear. She looks awfully worldly. Do you think I'll be able to handle her?
Well, not straight away. But the night is young, as they say.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Viv. Oh, you look smashing.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce my brother, Leslie. Leslie, this is Vivian Parsons.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You look really great dressed up like that.
Oh, thank you.
Not you, Leslie. Vivian.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
You must excuse Leslie. He's a bit charged, you know. Been overdoing things.
Yes, of course. How is the mountaineering going, Leslie?
Pardon?
I gather you're planning to have a go at the Eiger.
Jack, what have you been...
No, Vivian, you must have misheard me. I didn't say the Eiger, I said the Arger. Our cooker has been playing up.
I'm sorry, I could have sworn you said...
Yeah, here, look, here's Ron. Ron!
Hello, Jack.
Evening, Vivian.
Evening, Ron.
Hello, Mr. Burrow. Les, nice to see you again.
And you, Ron...
You can see her all right this time, can't you?
Yeah. You having a good time, are you, Ron?
No, not yet. I'm having a bit of trouble finding the right girl.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much. It's only a dance, not marriage.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for a tango.
Oh, well, I suppose we might as well dance, say, Ron.
Oh, it's very nice of you, Jack, but I think I'll wait till I can find myself a girl.
Come on. I was just talking generally.
Yeah, of course. Vivian, would you like to have a little dance with me?
No, I am sorry. Vivian's already committed for this dance. Isn't she, Les?
Is she? Oh, yes, I see what you mean, yes.
Come on, Rob.
Wait a minute, Jack. You're not going to leave me here, are you? With her?
Don't worry. She turns ugly, tickle her tummy. Here, look, Rob. There's a couple of lonely-looking blondes over there.
Oh, it's Susan and Carol.
Well, come on in. I'll toss you. Double or quits.
All right.
Well, now then, Vivian, where were we?
I don't think we were, actually.
Were we? No, you're right. We weren't.
I'm afraid I'm not very good at the tango, so I hope you don't mind if we sit this one out.
Oh, good Lord, no. After all, the night is young.
And you're so beautiful.
I beg your pardon?
The song. I was just finishing it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sorry, I was a bit late this evening.
How were you? I hadn't noticed.
I missed my bus.
Oh, I see.
Of course. I suppose you flew here.
Well... I wouldn't go so far to say that, but I was quite keen to meet you.
No, I was talking about you having a pilot's license.
I have a pilot's license.
So it's true. I thought Jack was pulling my leg when he said you had half a share in an aeroplane.
Oh, dear, he shouldn't have said that.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep it to myself. Mind you, I'd love a flight one day.
Well, actually, my half of the plane is out of action at the moment.
Oh, you are funny. I'm reading a very good book at the moment.
Sorry.
Oh, it wasn't all that important. Just about the book I'm reading.
Oh, a book. How interesting. Which one?
Professor Morton's latest, The Problems of Modern Welfare.
Good Lord. I wouldn't have thought that sort of thing was quite up your street.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's not exactly light reading, is it?
Well, it's lighter than my last one. Sociology. Is it here to stay?
My word. Underneath that glamorous exterior, you're really quite an egghead, aren't you?
You mean you thought I was just a pretty face?
Oh, no. The rest of you as well.
What would you say if I told you I had 11 O-levels and 6 A-levels?
Bloody hell.
Yes, I suppose that's a reasonable reaction.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, that sort of language comes from having Jack living with me.
Oh, that's all right.
Sure. Here, are you two not dancing?
No, we spent the time finding out something about each other.
Hello, that's Janice over there, isn't it, Liz?
Yes, I believe it is.
She's coming over.
Who's Janice?
It's my secretary.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Burrows.
Good evening, Janice. This is Vivienne.
Ah, hello. Pleased to meet you.
Yes, and you.
I think you know my brother, Jack.
Oh, yes. Hello, Jack. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, love. Like the dress.
Well, what there is of it.
Oh, thank you. Actually, Mr. Burrows helped me choose it, didn't you, Mr. Burrows?
In a roundabout sort of a way.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for a waltz.
Oh, Mr. Burrows, did you hear that? A waltz.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm sorry, Janice. I'm afraid I've already arranged to have the next dance with my friend Vivienne.
Oh, I see.
Ah, never mind, Janice. I'll trip the light fantastic with you. After all, we can't have a smashing looking thing like you going about without a partner, can we?
Oh, all right. Come on, then.
Quite a pretty girl, your secretary.
Yes, I suppose so. Not a lot up top, though.
Oh, I don't think Jack would agree with you. His eyes were like organ stops.
Oh, no. No. I meant a bit higher up, between the ears.
Yes, I know you did.
Do you want to dance?
Only if you want to.
Well, actually, I'm rather enjoying our little chat.
Well, that suits me. I spend enough time on my feet during the week, pushing my trolley.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. It seems a funny job for an intelligent girl like you.
Oh, it's only for another year or so, until I get my degree.
Well, you really are full of surprises, aren't you? What are you going to do then?
Well, after I'm qualified, I shall try and spend the first 2 years lecturing.
I've missed a dance tonight, Liz. So I suppose that makes up for you two.
Oh, Vivienne and I have been perfectly happy. We've been talking. We've had a few drinks.
Have you indeed? You want to watch it, Liz? After all, the strongest thing you usually touch is pineapple juice.
Well, I made up for it tonight. I had a vodka and lime, two gins, a white lady and a Harvey Warbanger.
Oh, it's truth. You'll be seeing white rabbits. Where's Vivienne?
Powdering her nose. And a very pretty nose it is, too.
Yeah, she's a bit of all right, isn't she?
Ah, it's not only that. She has depth as well. You can hold an intelligent conversation with her.
Yeah, well, that sort of thing never worries me.
Don't you talk to your girlfriends?
Can't do two things at once, can I?
I'm going to see her home.
Oh, yeah? When's she going to show it to you?
No, I mean I'm going to take her home after the dance.
Oh, that's why you haven't been dancing. You're saving your energy, eh?
Well, who knows? Given the right atmosphere, soft light, sweet music, the earth could shake.
Oh, blimey, you really got it bad, haven't you?
Hello, Leslie. I wasn't long, was I?
No, but it seemed like hours.
Oh, good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for the last waltz.
Well, Vivienne, this is one dance we mustn't miss.
I couldn't agree with you more, Leslie.
Janice, how were you after the knees up last night?
Fine, thank you, Jack.
Oh, good. I was only wondering because I thought you might have caught a chill on the chest.
My chest is perfect, thank you.
Yeah, I know. As I said to Ron last night, you don't get many of those to the pound. I really come in to see Leslie, is he in yet?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, he isn't. I mean, it's most unusual for him. He's never late.
Yeah, well, last night was a bit of an exception. He took that girl Vivienne home after the dance.
Oh, did he indeed?
Yeah, and I'm trying to find out how it went.
I see. Well, why didn't you just ask him this morning?
Well, that's the point. I couldn't do that because he never come home last night.
What? You mean he stayed the night at her place?
Must have done. Quite a turn-up for old Les. He's not normally very romantic.
I had noticed.
Still, last night, he must have broken his duck.
Broken his what?
You know. Oh, well.
Morning, Janice.
Good morning, Mr. Burrows.
Hello, Jack. What are you doing up here?
What do you think? Oh, I want to know how you got on, of course.
Oh, yes. Janice, do you think you could rustle me up some coffee from somewhere?
If you insist, Mr. Burrows. After all, if I have any difficulty, I'll gather one can always get it from Vivian.
What's the matter with her?
Oh, go take the notice. He's only jealous.
All right, come on. What happened? Well, I took her home and I missed the last bus back, so I stayed the night.
Clever, clever. Go on.
Well, we had some coffee, listened to a few records. Some chap called Charles Absamore.
Asnapore. Anyway, doesn't matter. Carry on.
And then we went to bed.
Don't tell me. Now have you got a wink of sleep all night? Or...
Well, I don't know about Vivienne, but I certainly didn't.
What?
A spare room back's on the main line at Clapham Junction.
Just a minute. Just a minute. You didn't even share the room together?
Of course not. Really, Jack, I only met the girl last night.
Yeah, but what about all that romantic stuff you were going on about at a dance?
Well, I think that might have been the Harvey Warbanger speaking.
Yeah. Well, it certainly didn't sound much like Leslie Burrows. Anyway, when are you seeing her again?
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
Well, I've come to the conclusion that Vivienne was never the woman I thought she was.
Well, if it's a fellow in drag, he should top the bill at the Palladium.
No, I'm being serious.
Well, what's the problem? I mean, does she live with her mum?
No, it's much more serious than that. I saw something this morning that convinced me that Vivienne and I could never be compatible.
What on earth was that?
She leaves the top of her toothpaste tube.
This week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, Dennis Bond, Ron, and Karen McCarthy as Vivienne. The show was produced by John Dias.